Chapter 9, Exercise 1. Early unions, viewing women and children as a threat to men's jobs and wages, mounted campaigns to drive children and women out of factory and mining jobs. Unions found allies in middle-class performers, who fought for laws to protect children and women from dangerous or immoral working conditions. Pressure from both unions and reformers led 19th century lawmakers in Europe and the United States to pass protective labor laws banning many employment practices. These laws prohibited firms from employing children and women to work more than a fixed number of hours a day, to lift more than specified weights, to work at night, or to hold certain jobs. Although these laws may have protected some women, they denied many other women high-paying factory jobs. Gendered assumptions gave women, but not men, protection from hazardous work, and gave men, but not women, the right to weigh risks against rewards in deciding for themselves how to earn a living.